Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh, yeah. It looks delish. And the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Exciting and go online. We're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 Day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese. The brand new K-1 visa's the key to love. It's reality game. Let's love.
Hello, Phoenix.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's
Hello,
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
It's like, wow. It's like being shot out of a cannon.
We just were a little out of breath. There. We were like, woo, woo. It's like his wife came home and you had to leave.
I know.
She was running.
Gerald.
Thank y'all for coming here.
Y'all.
The Crescent Ballroom. So, give it up, everybody. We love this place.
I think this is both of our first times in Phoenix.
No.
Really?
Yeah, when I did stand-up, I came here to do stand-up.
I did. None of that means anything, but yeah. What is you'd never said that before?
Yeah, I did. I did this whole like stand up thing for like NBC and all this shit.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Well, why are you not famous?
Not on NBC TV because I'm with you.
And you know what?
That's fair. Because I'm doing this.
We're playing the fucking Crescent Ballroom.
Yes. When you're backstage, you email the guy running the booth, hey, when we talk about cum, that's the cue line for the song. That's why I'm not on
all
NBC.
All of my cue lines usually involve semen.
Filthy.
Okay.
Y'all, thank us for having here.
Thank you for having us at Phoenix.
We walked here from our hotel, and now, Poodle had to sit down for 20 minutes and not move.
First thing, I just need to say,
his eyes were red. He looked like, what was her name, who was in the Mad Max movie, who shaved her head? You looked like Charlize Theron. Been
again,
riding that thing for like
Charlize
4 days.
Charlize Theron, not a what's-her-name.
Not a what's her name. She is a celebrity.
Any lesbians here tonight were like, I know her name.
I know.
Her picture's on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I love monster porn.
Sorry, monster porn?
She was in Monster.
Oh, the movie Monster.
Yeah. Not fucking Cookie Monster fingering himself with chocolate chip fingers.
Me want climax.
This is getting weird. Let's move away.
I'm so sorry.
Please.
I'm so sorry.
That was a mistake.
Wow.
First of all, I just need to say that when I was like, oh, I've been to Joshua Tree. I can do the desert. You're from there? Oh, my God. It's lovely. But it's one of my favorite places. And I'm like, I know what the desert's like. I'm sure I'll be fine. We walk out of the airport, and it's not like the hairdryer thing that everyone says. It's like oppressive, why did I ever choose this? Like, everything in my body said this was wrong. I'm not made for this, and I'm going to collapse at any moment. Because it was like 108 when we landed. And I'm like, this whole, like, dry heat, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't care. If it's above 106, it doesn't matter if it's dry or wet. I'm half dead.
That's fair.
But
that's fair.
I think on the way here, I also, it's interesting because there are mountains surrounding, and I was like, this is a beautiful, beautiful area. And my friend told me a Hank Hill quote that said, Phoenix is a testament to man's arrogance at where they can live. And since I've been here for 3 days, I believe him. But I was just walking around like, this downtown's laid out really well. It's cool. We had
good food.
We had really good food.
Went to the Blue Note.
That is not where we went. Blue Hound. Blue Hound.
Y'all, we got my college roommate here tonight.
Yes.
My roommate, Karen.
She's got a lot of stories.
She saw me during my Justin Timberlake obsession in sync days. She also is the first person in my life that just knows a ton of gay people, and she helped me be a more confident me, and I love her. Full circle moment that I'm here today.
Yay!
With Karen.
So, but you guys, we were walking around Phoenix, and there's this kind of, besides the people who are unhoused, and there's just everyone is kind of wearing ragged clothing, like it's Walking Dead-ish. In the area we're in.
I think there's some things going on, maybe.
And at one point, I just walked by a dead bird that was desiccated. And I was just like, where am I? I had the thought going, is this post-apocalyptic?
Tell Charlize Theron. What's her name?
Anyway, I'm happy to be here.
We are
regardless.
Happy.
Regardless if you didn't of my get food, existential
yes.
thoughts.
If you didn't get food here, you're missing out because that shit was good.
And everyone I've met so far has been lovely. Even the children that are infusing our hotel because of a volleyball tournament.
We're staying at like a mega hotel. I don't care. Fuck it. We're staying at the Renaissance.
It's like,
don't stalk us tonight and wear our skin like Jackie said.
1,100 girls.
There's
like volleyball
There's
girls.
1,100 for a volleyball, and it's just girls on volleyball, and then moms who are so exhausted that are just having their wine time, like with the other moms.
And have you noticed that girls between the age of, boys too, but between the age of like 10 and 16 don't give a shit about anyone? Like, at one point, one girl was just sitting here with no personal space. Here, I need to show you how close she was with me.
Okay.
It was like this, laying on me in the Starbucks line. And she's got a floppy sweatshirt on and pajama pants. And I'm just thinking, I would rather be anywhere but here right now.
I know.
But, yeah. Anyway. And, y'all, anyway, we're here to talk about, of course, 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't think there's anything else, right?
We don't have announcements. This is a live show.
No, it's act two where you're making us do a bunch of shit.
I think.
Get ready.
I think, y'all, let's do the podcast.
Yeah,
let's do the podcast. Uh-oh, here we go.
Batteries. 150%.
Okay, you already know kind of what it is, because only
Only Black Serbs could make music this pretentious already.
Charged up!
I can feel my body vibrating. Now, you might think this is bad, but it doesn't get better. For like a minute, this continues. And then it's kind of like Prodigy vibes. All right, Gary, enough of this. Thank you. Yo, give it up for Gary in the booth.
Yes.
This was his one night with his kids, and he's here.
He's here. Not going anywhere now.
Nope. It's under contract, and we're not letting him off.
What'd you do tonight,
You can
honey?
See the kids one
I'm
night
not
a year.
Tell you. I've seen like three women in the audience that all have Angela bras. They have their phone. I've seen like, is that a Phoenix thing here? Is that something y'all do in Phoenix? Because you're wearing light clothing.
Look at this woman. Yes. I've got to say.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. I get it. It's handy. If I had boobs, I'd put stuff in it too. It doesn't really work putting it between your balls because they're not big enough, you know?
I would love a long narrative poem where every line began with, if I had boobs.
If I had boobs.
From you. If I had boobs, I'd do this.
Like that if poem Miss Seifert made us read when we got in trouble in eighth grade.
You mean the very famous poem by Rudyard Kipling.
Whatever.
That you had to write right. Don't tell this. You had to write it over and over again if you got in trouble.
If she got angry at you, you had to write if. And she would tell you, I'd write it five times for talking in class. You'd think I'd remember. I don't even remember the time. It was in eighth grade. It was that because one person bitched about diagramming. And she said, if you don't like diagramming, then you get to write if five times every day for 2 weeks. So he had to write if. She died of cancer. And she told no one. She just died. And nobody knew. And the only person that knew was Miss Weldon, who was friends with my first grade teacher, Mrs. Ellis, who just got flown up to OU, but she's okay now. But anyway.
Obviously, the poem didn't work.
No. She died on, like, Thursday. She wasn't in class on Friday, and we had a substitute.
Stop it!
None of us knew why. And then her funeral was on Saturday, and only Mr. Henderson and Coach Folks went. And then they told us on Monday, they came to class and they said, well, y'all, Miss Seifert died. We don't know why.
And that's the circle of life.
Yeah. I never had to write if again.
We must move on.
True.
I'm glad you told that because you've said it before.
I didn't give you the whole
detail. It is an appalling story.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of shocked it happened.
Yeah. Is it more shocking than Bilal and Shida?
No. Okay.
No. So, y'all, we did part one in, where the hell were we? I don't even remember.
Minneapolis.
Love that city.
What a climate change.
Oh.
Although
we brought the heat. It was 100 degrees there.
Minneapolis felt like a sweatbox.
It's been 100 degrees for us for the last 10 days because we've just been traveling where the heat wave is. So tomorrow we're in San Francisco, and it's supposed to be 60 degrees.
It better
degrees.
Be cool.
If it's above 80, Poodle's going to throw a hissy fit.
It's just fucking glory hole party in my hotel.
Wow.
I'd do that anyway.
You did bang someone on my
Don't
floor last night.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
So y'all missed in the first part.
I did bang somebody on your floor.
He did. Jake was like, he was just three doors down. I went, great. We talked about Jabri and Miona. Y'all missed that one. And then, but it's also, we talk about Patrick and Thais. Not a good episode for
him. Boy, he really showed his true colors, didn't he?
How do y'all feel, women, when men just throw their credit card at you?
And, doesn't that make you feel valuable? A lot of cash.
Oh, we got.
Right, bitch?
We got some
Me
little.
Too.
We got some little poodles. They're like, I'm going to stick that between
I
my
tits. I
catch
that money and say. I catch that and say, thank you. You'll never see this
You'll
again.
You'll never see this again.
And I won't be bringing back any change.
That's true. We also talked about Emily and Kobe. Everyone's fan favorite.
Yeah, you guys are kind of getting the fun ones.
You're getting
Bilal and Shida, Ari and Beanie, and Kara and Guillermo. So, yeah, for some reason all the heavy ones for Minneapolis.
You're not going to get the Rock Biters. Sorry, that was last episode.
that was still one of the stupidest things we've ever done.
Really was.
And this is for coming from people who have named moles.
It's true.
And spoke moles.
We have named moles.
I've got to tell you, besides one other thing about Phoenix for me, I've been here 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I've had 4 nosebleeds. One was during the other night with dinner with our friend. I had two nosebleeds.
And one
was last night after I got banged. I'm like, no, this one was from you. It's fine.
It's fine. Please don't get a nosebleed in our show.
I'm worried about it. I've been using saline, so.
Well, someone will bring you a Kleenex or something like that.
I should have brought one because anyway. I'm just not meant for this climate.
Everything about it.
So, we're going to start with
Bilal and Shida. So, they've been at it for a month. Here, let me move my seat.
Or, as I would like to call it, how to gaslight Shida without ever really trying.
Oh. Okay, so they got 60 days to wed, y'all. 60 days. They start off, they're in Atlanta, the ATL, visiting his sister.
Nefertari, I believe they pronounce it.
We're close. We're trying. That's a lot of names.
They're
going wedding dress. They show up and he's like, I'm out, and they're going to go wedding dress shopping. So, first of all, more important
thing. Leave it to the women, folks.
Yes. Lately, have you noticed 90 Day Fiancé always does we get the 3-dress rule? That has not been the case for the last season.
That has not been the case.
There's too much trash in there, these people, and they're like, the producer's going, we can only show 1 dress. I need to show when he gaslights her in a carousel. So, we only see 1 dress. What did y'all think of the dress?
I had a much stronger reaction. It's hitting her angles, but it just looks like a bodysuit. And
I feel like a bakery called Angels and Ribbons just shit out a dress. It's too much. It's got a pretty line, but then it's got all the ruffles at the bottom. Then it's got rhinestones up at the top, and then also
it's too much.
And then I just feel like the materials don't match. There's the dress material, and then the hijab, right?
That's what the hijab.
Yeah, that's a totally different material. It just doesn't all look uniform.
Yeah, it's a lot of mess.
It's a lot of mess.
The thing is, she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, gorgeous.
So she's going to be able to make anything work, really. I had more problems with Emily's dresses.
Yeah.
That kind of cut her right here.
Yeah, yeah.
And made her look like she had no shape at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
but also can't stand her. So
No, you can't.
Probably.
I don't like her either anymore.
With Shida, I think Shida can be a little bit argumentative. She likes the drama of it all.
Yes.
But nowhere as bad as Bilal is.
No.
It's been a long time since we've had someone who is a fucking Bond villain on the show.
He's pretty terrible.
And because that's what it feels like.
So she's there trying on the dress. I love it when she said, I wish I could call my mom, but she can't make it. And someone said, well, she's here in spirit. She's like, bitch, she's not dead. That made me laugh a lot.
I was wondering about this.
She's in Trinidad, bitch.
She has FaceTimed her mother twice. Why could she not FaceTime her mother in?
That's a good question.
And she's FaceTimed her sister. I don't know whether the sister and mother just said, I'm out. I've got other stuff to do today. But it was, and so it made me feel a little low stakes for that. Because we've had all the time, almost every woman when they've gotten married, if the family can't be there, they FaceTime in or something. So it felt a little bit like she's like, I'm so sorry, she can't be here, but she's got a phone. Shh, don't ruin my victim moment. It felt a little bit like that.
I can see that. And so
she
tries on a dress, and then bless Shida's heart, she has no one. So she thought, well, this will be good to talk to my future sister-in-law about how terrible her brother is.
Wrong time. Also, wrong person.
Wrong, yeah.
Honey.
What's that song? You got the wrong bitch.
Wrong bitch. She's not going to be on your side.
No.
Now, the most laughable moment of the whole show, unless it was Emily saying, "I'm not high maintenance."
Yeah,
but
I'm not high maintenance.
I just want things the way I want them, and I won't take anything less.
Whoa.
Which is the very definition of high maintenance. Well,
that is not true. That's not true at all.
Whoa, I do not respect you.
God, Jamal is so hot on those tell-alls, y'all.
Yeah.
God.
She makes it almost unwatchable for me.
I'm fine with it.
But so she says, she's complaining about him. She's like, you know how Bilal is.
He likes to always
picky
feel like he
and kind of controlling.
He likes to lead the conversation. He always has to win.
And the sister says, yeah, I've just always thought him as easy breezy.
She literally haven't seen that side.
Now, this is
what
most,
does that tell you when she said that?
She's cut from the same cloth.
To me, it tells me that they will side with each other no matter what.
Shida's fucked. She has no friends.
Blood is
it
thicker
is
than water.
Exactly. I can honestly say
I felt for her.
I can honestly say my mother, Mother Poodle, if my fiance was getting, I don't know why she would be there. But if you said a bad word
either
about me, actually she would, she could take the piss out of me a little bit. She's like, yeah, he kind of does that. But if you said something like he was controlling or he wants to leave, she's like, I don't know anything about that.
My mother wouldn't either. My mother told me, she said, honey, I love you more than anybody. And if you killed somebody, I'd bury the body with you, and then we get out of this
country. My mother has said shit like that to me, and it's weird.
I would leave this country.
It doesn't sound as nice as you think it does.
Yeah.
When you tell your kid that, so don't do that.
You know I love America, baby, but I'd leave for you.
So it's kind of like something that's really nationalistic.
Yeah, yeah.
And no boundaries at the same time.
Like, okay, not planning on killing anyone.
So she basically is. She's like, then she brings up kids. Well, you know, I really need to have kids, and she's like, you know, I basically said that kids are a deal breaker.
And 1 minute he says yes, then he says no. And she's like, I don't want to waste my time. And then the sister says, well, he does want to have kids. He just wants to put it on a timeline. And I'm like,
no, he doesn't.
No, they already discussed a timeline, we thought. Like she said they discussed kids when they were in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And that he said
but
he wanted
he has
them.
Not given her any. He will push the timeline until Shida's eggs, her ovaries, are so desiccated as that dead bird that I saw on the sidewalk today. Like at age 45, he'll say, "Are you ready to marry? Are you ready to have kids?"
Well,
and she's like, "Yeah, it's the Sahara."
Yeah,
my it's like Angela. Remember when they found the one good egg that Angela had?
I got an egg, baby. I got one at Michael. Got an egg.
And y'all remember that there was people drew that egg and it was like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, it was smoking a cigarette.
But I mean, the ultimate cruelty.
And had a liver spot on
yes
it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
but
it did.
It really is the ultimate cruelty what he's doing to her. This is,
it is
leading her on at every, and then kicking it down a couple of months, another year. And sadly, because of how she is so worried about her, she's like, I'm 36, 37 years old. I've had two engagements. Part of her thinks I'm damaged goods. And she will accept anything he gives her. She may have problems with it. She's going to fight back. But, y'all, I hate saying this. They're going to stay together. I know. And it's gross. And it makes my stomach hurt to think about it. But
well, yeah, because she wants – I'll talk about this later. But I do have a bit of more understanding of her when she said that line of, I just want my fantasy. I just want my love story. And I went, oh, I
and
think –
And Bilal I think is your prince?
Well – he's cute, but I think she does. I think until you know him, in the first episode, I thought he was cute.
I'm
not going to suck his dick on a carousel while he hands me a prenup now. I'm not a monster.
No. He's become a filthy, filthy, gross
goblin
to me.
I'm not some horny demon. By the way, if you want to turn your hat backwards at any time, I'm fine with that.
Sir, anytime.
Anytime. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Instant. Whoa. Instant trade.
Don't hide instant that pretty trade. Fake bitch. Whoa. You better hold on to him.
There is some good trade in the audience tonight. Well.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm aroused and confused.
Speaking of trade, there was supposed to be Poodle's playpen over here. The sharks that I had ordered that were going to fit in the children's wading pool did not arrive. I think, Brandon, or whatever they say.
Brandon. I think now we're probably going to get thrown in prison because I think several of them died in transport because of your...
Yeah,
it was illegal to begin with.
Every time people say, make this less elaborate, but I'm not. I have standards.
I get it. You have standards about sharks.
Barbed wire and sharks. That's all I'm asking
for. That's all he asked for Poodle's playpen.
God. So this is a part of the segment that I consider this is Shida's fear factor.
Yeah.
Because now we're just fucking with her. Because she's afraid of heights. She's afraid of life. She doesn't like anything, which I'm not afraid of a lot of stuff. I don't like a lot of things. I don't like doing a lot of things that are weird and crazy, like going into extreme heat or cold or... Yeah. I don't like a lot of things like that. But Shida... They're on that Ferris wheel
wheel of terror.
And Bilal is like, Shida calls me Mr. Romantic.
Yeah, that's what grosses me out.
I'm like, you know she's joking. That is all sarcastic.
Like, I'm Mr. Romantic. He's like, that's what she always calls. He's like, I mean, and he's one of those people that you know when you're with someone and they're surprising you with something and the whole time they're constantly checking in to make sure you're liking the surprise.
People who narrate everything.
He's like, is this romantic, babe, right? Is this romantic? Like, wow, you know who does being that? In a carousel.
Durst does that. Yeah, it's romantic. Doesn't Georgie? Oh, it's really romantic.
I'm on a carousel. Maybe you'll give me a ring.
Oh my God.
Maybe this will be it. I get it. I didn't get a ring.
That was like half Wookiee.
It was kind of like it's dry Phoenix.
So it is. That's the thing. Yeah, we bought humidifiers for our rooms.
You judge us, cute glasses, man. We are queens.
We went to
we
Walmart.
We make our living from our voice.
And I'm still going. I'm sorry.
So I went and took an Uber all the way to a not great part of town, to a Walmart, to get the great value versions of humidifiers.
And mine was dented in and broken.
It's true. That's because I wrestled somebody on meth in the parking lot waiting for the lift for it.
And there was a dead bird
and
there.
And you think I'm kidding. Welcome to Phoenix.
I swear to God, y'all. Come to think of it, I saw another dead bird when at the airport.
I'm telling you.
The birds are dying.
Birds are fucking dying.
That's like one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Oh, God. So, that was a shitty Walmart, but it was right by a Sonic. Yes, I got Sonic and didn't tell you.
So, I know. I had a feeling. So,
I was going to bring in tater tots, and I ate them all in the Uber.
I knew it. So... He starts going up, so she's freaking the fuck out. He's like, how can I take your mind off of all this? I know it's not the best time, but let me look on my phone.
I've got an email. Read this while you're spinning around in the air. Like, I thought Poodle would have been sick.
Oh, I would have been.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, this is when...
First of all, have you ever read a contract on your phone?
No, it's so
very
difficult
reading.
The second part,
it's so small, and you're just—it doesn't work.
He's like, read this indecipherable marriage contract while you're having a panic attack. And at one point,
isn't this nice? Look at the view of the city. Look at the prenup.
He's just this is y'all. This is when you already the situation is tense. When you do pernups, when you give a perner, it's like drop, 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 goosh, more drama. He knows this. He wants to fuck with her.
He does. And she says in her little testimonial, she said, before I came, he mentioned it, and I was adamant that it was not for me. And she said, I don't know why
because a lawyer wrote this up, and she said she looked at him on the carousel and said, actually, is this your way of wooing me? And he goes, and then he says, he's like, I don't think this is going to go well.
And then he says, you know that when you got a pain somewhere and when someone's like hurting and you think, how can I take their mind off the fact that they're in pain? You like kick them and stub their toe.
And then they're worried about
their
toe.
That's what psychopaths do.
Yeah. That is fucking crazy. This is someone. Now think
who
about it.
Who does that?
It's crazy anyway. This is someone who's supposed to love, except for maybe his children. The person he loves the yep. most on the planet, he wants to hurt? That doesn't make sense.
He's incapable of love.
I thought I was doing something good, but then it backfired.
And, y'all, that's the thing. It's all that hero talk, too. I tried to do well. See, guess it wasn't what she wanted.
But I think she does a little bit of the, not hero talk, but
no,
the
she
whole,
does victims,
I
want
us to have the love story without the prenuptial agreement. I do think he doesn't talk to her. However, I think sometimes what he does tell her, she takes through and puts through her
yep.
magical fantasy filter. And I think she kind of does with time, if they don't talk about it, because he doesn't talk about things, so she lets it ruminate, and then it yep. becomes something different in her head.
I agree with you.
And so magical that's where thinking. He is like, yes. And he gets, wait, I'm so confused, where if you were just a grown adult and were clear with her from the beginning, none of this would be a problem. Oh, wait, she wouldn't be here
no.
because she wouldn't have married your fucking lying ass.
Now, but. The thing is,
because she's a hot yoga instructor that can get any dick she wants.
Yeah. Well, in Trinidad, it's going to be different because she is considered an old maid there. I guarantee you. She's had two engagements. Probably people know that. So that's one of the reasons she's coming to this country. They both need each other in a way.
They do.
I think he needs someone who is completely dependent upon him, that he can pull the rug out from under her at any point, which is sick.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
He wants to feel
it
powerful.
It is sick. Yeah. And she needs someone who isn't going to judge her past against her. So, both of these people, we're on Ben's runaway train.
Yeah.
But unlike the other, they don't end up together. They
this
just
one
plummets.
And plummets over a
or,
cliff.
And their plummet lasts a really, really long time till they both die unhappy.
Wow.
That's even worse.
That got real.
That got dark.
I'm just moving on from that.
I don't know what to say. I shouldn't have read the bell jar right before.
Yeah, exactly.
This.
Now, but then Bilal says, well, you know, honey, a marriage contract, prenup, they're both contracts. It's the same thing.
Marriage is a business.
Not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. And so then they leave the Ferris wheel, and he's like,
this is my favorite part.
I've got another surprise for you.
Now, there's a couple of things I thought he was going to say.
What?
He was going to, like, take her on a boat and then, like, push her overboard.
I thought he was going to say, I've got your mother and your sister strung on the wall, and we're going to throw knives at them. It's like a carnival game.
I've also just put X-Lax in your coffee.
Oh, great. That would be
nice. That's your next surprise.
That would be nice.
But, y'all, when a person like Bilal, who's already taken you to a dump of a house, says, I've got another surprise for you, I guarantee you everything in her just shrivels.
You can see it. You see, like, the corner of her mouth going,
I'm telling you. This is psychological torture, and we're watching it.
It is.
And it's terrifying.
And then they pull up. There's horse, like Cinderella, horse and carriage pulls up. And then he does this same talk of like, wow, now you get to go on a horse and carriage. You're truly.
I'm Mr. Romantic.
Wow. Have you ever had a boyfriend take you on a horse and carriage? Can you imagine anything more romantic than a horse? And who does stuff like this, Shida? Who does stuff like this? Nobody but me. That is all, just so y'all know, if you don't know, that's all narcissistic classical talk.
And
so someone that keeps telling you how wonderful they are is someone you need to break up
right.
with and get away from.
And as soon as he's – and I don't know if you guys have this reaction.
What if somebody just walked up and said, we're done, Jonathan? I just laughed.
You know what? We'd be doing our job. But it's that feeling.
We would give her a free ticket to the next show.
Where you're watching something. I don't know if you guys have extreme feelings of violence like I do towards some of these people. But he was talking. He's like, aren't I just, like, fantastic? And I was like, God, I would take a dagger and actually stick it in your eye right now. And it would, like, spit blood on me because I despise him so much. Sorry, I have violent thoughts.
Yeah.
You all hate him,
too. And I, the monster, thought he was cute in episode one.
So this is when he's like, so I can see the mood has changed.
And he's like,
what an empath.
Yeah, he said I was going to serenade you.
What an empath.
Yeah, like, I was going to serenade you, but you're reading the contract. Okay.
So she finally says, kind of breaks out of her complete paralysis that he's put her in. And it's like, so what are you looking for with our children? So why isn't this in the contract? He's like, well, why should it be?
Well played.
That's something. But this is what we're doing. This is between us. And y'all, she is completely valid in saying this.
She says, I know you're trying to use your words, but it feels like you don't trust me, Bilal.
Well, and the thing is, all this contract does is protect him.
Yeah.
It is so smart of her. Thank God she's got a little bit of enough of a backbone to say, this contract is going to have to protect me too, or I'm not signing
well,
it.
Well, she's not an idiot. She's smart. She's just traumatized by him. And so she second guesses herself.
Right.
Because he even said to her too, and it was kind of eerie the way he said it. He said, if I didn't trust you, you wouldn't be here. Like, she's some fucking property. God, Matt Sharp, what are you doing?
So, and he even says, Shida, God forbid if it didn't work out, would you take everything I have? And if that was posed to me, I would go, of course not, Bilal. And I would. Be the house like the Grinch. You take everything. You take the last roast beast, the last crumb of what the mouse had.
Yeah.
You take everything spite.
You do. I like that most people didn't relate to the Grinch in that story.
Totally related.
You did.
Misunderstood person.
Wow.
Because everyone is loud. They're loud. He just wants them to shut the fuck up. And also, what is there to be so happy about? You're in the snow.
So you're telling
me. Why can't you be alone with your depression? You've got your dog. You don't need them singing about Christmas and how they're having a great time all the time. It was dedicated just to bother him.
So you're saying there would be.
They were all basic.
There would be.
He was doing them a favor, showing them actually what Christmas can be. Sometimes it's a little disturbing.
So the whole story would be solved if they just were quiet.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Also, they were tacky, so he was helping them. He was editing their Christmas decorations.
Is the Grinch gay?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It'd really be easy for me to become that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We should move on.
We should move on.
It's getting in a weird, dark area.
It basically ends with Bilal says, if she doesn't sign it, I don't see us getting to the finish line.
I pray she murders you. And it is a shame that probably production wouldn't air that.
You would show up to the hearing in her defense.
I would. Witness for the defense. Exactly. I will be your witness, Shida. Wow. Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith that he's not going to get a comeuppance on the tell-all, sadly. I don't have a lot of faith.
No, he's not.
I think the other members of the cast are going to come for him. He will get nothing from Sean, I doubt, because the producers already know they're already a little careful about. I don't know if you guys saw this. We were talking about this. There was an article from a woman who cast 90 Day Fiancé in Variety. And she was saying, yeah, I always cast people who we want to root for. I think that's garbage.
I don't think we want to root for him. I mean, part of me wants to root for Shida, but not for Bilal.
Think about people like Jeffrey from Jeffrey and Varya. He was a creep from moment one, besides all the DV charges and the nipple tats. Come on. That was just to troll us. I wish you'd just admit it. I am like a grumpy old person tonight.
And it is this heat. And you had sex last night.
It unlocked something in me.
Yeah. That's it. Is that why you already texted him tonight and said, hey, I'll be done around 11?
Maybe.
Okay, so...
Hey, we've been texting through the day. Maybe it's love. It's not.
Wow. Let's talk about Karen Guillermo.
All right. So,
I know.
A lot of fans for these two here.
Who do you want us to talk about? They're all groaning.
Now, I want to say, I'm kind of glad Kara is in this season because she balances out the rest of them. She's not as easy to hate, but you kind of do. She's like student body president kind of hate.
I don't hate her.
I don't hate her. I really get annoyed by her.
I think you're right, though. I don't really get too bothered by her. Like, she's annoying, but it's so less. The stakes are so less for them.
No, they're fine.
Because, like, Emily is annoying and controlling, and yet she brought this man over here to see his son. Like, they're going to have probably another baby. Like,
no, they're not probably going to have another baby.
Yeah, she's knocked up. She has to be.
It's a girl.
Oh, God. Now, see, now here's...
And they're naming it... Kobada.
Now, we do know... No, you know she's going to name the girl after her.
Ah!
Because we named the boy after him.
I would slap her, like, repeatedly in the face... Until she was just, like, red-faced.
I think it's going to be a problem for you, for Emily, because I think Emily...
No.
No, listen to me, hear me out. I think on the tell-all, Emily is going to comfort people in the way we've wanted to comfort... She will comfort Bilal, and I think she will comfort other... Because I think who did that was a potential. Because she was terrible on the show, but she did it so
inappropriately.
But she still came for people on the tell-all. It was still good to see her say these things we've been thinking.
I do not respect you at all.
I don't. Whoa. Wow, I can't believe you did that. I did not expect that.
It's a shame, y'all. We have no one on the show like that this season except for you.
Did you see
He wasn't
the,
on this episode.
He wasn't.
So.
Did you see some of the cameos he's done?
It is the creepiest fucking thing in the world.
But did you know he sings, and he sings real pretty?
He does. He's a voice like
this. But it's like this pretty high voice. It's pretty.
No, y'all, every time I hear him, it's hard because it's just like ghost across a grave, Coke bottle blowing. I said this on the show last time. I think I would believe he was controlling and horrible and shitty with her. If he didn't talk like this, where are you going? I told you not to wear that. It's laughable.
It's laughable. It's true.
It's just, I can't. So let's talk about Karen Guillermo.
The reason, too, I think that if we were in our early 30s, we would both be friends with Kara.
You would. I wouldn't be able to take her. In my 20s.
You would be this gay mustache man.
No, gay mustache.
It's bitchy mustache gay. That would be, gay, I'm sorry. Y'all, that gay, is poodle when you were 25.
No, gay mustache is there. Y'all, gay mustache loves mess. Which is why he's there. Gay mustache.
Did you meet yourself in your 20s?
No. Gay mustache is only friends with girls who are mess as well. And they like, gay mustaches like to start drama. And that's what he is there to do. He's like to sit back there and just watch her and have her drink her rum drink.
But you told me you used to like to start drama when you were in your 20s.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
But... At my late 20s, I would have not been able to be around girls like Kara because it would have been too much for me. Because she would have talked. I guarantee you guys, this conversation took 3.5 hours, and she talked the entire fucking time. And that those were your friends, and that's what they do.
Oh no,
they
I
just
had some
talk
of them
at your fucking face for 3 hours.
I did too.
So I just want to say one thing about Gay Mustache. Besides that he looks like an extra from the HBO show Looking.
That's a niche joke.
It is, though. If you ever watch Looking, it's like mustache, shirt, tidy shorts. I'd do him. I got to be honest.
Yeah, you would. An ironic mustache.
He's
come
cute
on.
Enough. That,
he looks
that
like
hair.
He's just dropped from Atwater
however,
Village.
However, he'd be terrible. But I'd kind of do it anyway. we'd be somewhere having bottomless mimosas and make your own bottom joke.
You would.
So I will say she looks a lot cuter than the last time we saw her in Grandma's Bedspread when they were looking at that wedding venue.
There's
a cute dress on her. She actually
knows how to dress herself.
She picks pretty good stuff.
Again, best makeup on 90 Day.
She does.
Knows how
I
to
agree.
Do it.
Looks
you can
nice.
Tell she was a dancer and a performer. Like, you get it. So there, it's 55 days to the wedding, and they're sitting down. His name is Tim.
It's Tim. Not Tim.
I just want to say, before we meet her and Tim, we do see Guillermo at home doing laundry.
He is so fucking cute, y'all. He is adorable.
Do y'all talk to your laundry machine like this?
He did call the washing machine Maria. He wanted to be inside her.
Yeah, do you ever look at your Maytag and said, ooh, I'm going to get inside you and rinse cycle your ass like a Downy dryer?
You know what this is, though? This is the same thing that happens to stews on Below Deck who are in the laundry room too long. They get laundry room crazy.
That's true.
He's been in that apartment for 5 days.
Just not wanting to go out, and he's going crazy.
So now he just talks to the washing machine like Cinderella talks to those mice.
Which they're probably dead now because it's Phoenix and it's hot.
I'm going to walk home and see a dead squirrel.
Yeah. Actually, the bird ate the mouse, and then the bird died from the heat, and that's the
circle
of Phoenix.
Life. Yeah. So I think before we go any further,
sure,
that we're going to do this whole scene as a reality gaze theater.
All right. I'm going to put on my lip gloss because it's Kara.
Oh, because you're Kara. I'll be playing Gay Mustache, a.k.a. Tim.
It's Nars Orgasm. I got it for
her. Oh, God. We're not advertising them. I swear to God, the next time you pimp something unnecessarily, I'm slapping it out of your hand. Like I want to slap Emily.
Like you want to slap Emily.
Not like hurt, like pop her face, like, sorry. It makes me sound like a violent person, and I'm not.
I don't like violence.
Y'all, we're coming for her later. So.
We saved the worst for last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so picture it. We're sitting at a little diner or whatever in Florida, Virginia Beach.
Charlottesville.
Wherever they are. All right. And action.
By the way, I'm going to play him kind of like Snagglepuss. So it's not his voice at all. I've just decided.
Just let it come out.
Well, hi there, Kara.
Well, that's not how he talks at all.
Hey, it's so good to see you. Exit stage left, even. Kara is a crazy person, and it is always fun to be around her.
I'm going to pause this. Tim does kind of look like the revamped hot Snagglepuss.
Yes, he does! That's
I don't know
where
if y'all know
it.
That. Like, they revamped Snagglepuss.
You need to just see
like,
the hot,
like,
hot
like
Snagglepuss.
They gave Snagglepuss.
Google that at intermission, because it is something to see.
They gave him abs. And made him like a hot wolf daddy. And he's in New York just fucking other guys. And it's
like
weird because it's
sex
like,
parties and
it's
shit.
It's gay Snagglepuss, but he's dating a human. You know what? This is a weird area.
We're going to move on.
You know that, like, when even, like, the, like, gay people in the audience are like, I'm not into this.
I'm not into this. I wasn't either. Anyway.
Yeah, when the gays turn on you, you know you've gone too far.
Tim does kind of look like him, though. All
He's kind of like me.
And continue.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my God, Kara. It has been ages.
What are you
going to
get?
I don't know.
You're going to get some drinks. Oh,
are you still in your life waiting to exhale? Girl, you are just... you are just too much.
I haven't been
every time I'm with you.
I haven't been out of the house. You know, Guillermo, he likes to keep me down.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Is it all sex and, like, sex magic for you?
Oh, yeah, we're fucking a lot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
you are just
like,
crying.
We had
don't you want to hear about me and my non-boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll just let you talk about
although
yourself.
He did fuck me on the washing machine and called me Maria. I don't get it.
Oh, my.
I thought it was role play. I don't know.
Well, I just I have know. To know. So you're just fucking all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, well, he can't work. He has to wait 6 or 9 months.
Well, why don't
when
you
we
get married earlier?
Well, he's
you know, if I was going to get married to someone from the Dominican... No, where is he from again?
I can't keep explaining this, Tim.
He is from Venezuela,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, sounds like someplace yes. I'll never go because no. I just go to Cabo.
Well, they all have huge dicks there, so I think you might go.
Oh, it sounds heck heaven.
They also have big weddings there, too. And now he wants to have a big wedding.
Not a fan.
He wants to invite everybody. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I just got my check from that Bunak thing I did last summer. We don't have the money for this.
Sorry. So why don't you get married in the earlier than the 90 days?
Tim? Are you getting drunk, Tim? Because your voice is sounding real weird.
A little bit.
Sounding real, real weird.
I just think that, mate, you're so...
You know, I'm not the one to settle down.
You're just so outgoing and aggressive, Kara. You know, you're one of those girls.
Oh,
so we're going to do some shots.
Oh, I wish he'd be more aggressive with me.
Kara,
hold me down and pin me.
You're crazy, Kara.
Yarrow. Also wish he would speak up.
You know how I get nervous about straight sex.
Yeah, oh. Believe me, we do it in a gay way, too.
Oh, you are too much.
That means in the ass. Sorry. You're just
oh, we
confused.
Know.
Sorry, I had a break. Sorry,
so, bye. You just...
Yeah? My, that water's cooling off.
Kara,
let's take another shot.
You do,
come on, let's
you do,
do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You
let's
do crazy, you are wild.
Yes.
You do crazy things, Kara.
Let's do our normal, what's our cheers we always say when we do shots? We do it on three.
One, two, three.
Wild
Girls
Club! Yeah! Show my tits. All right.
Sigma Kappa right. Forever!
Hi, I'm with my friend! Hi, how are you?
Kara, your boob popped out!
Gotta get married! He'll suck your dick, too!
Oh, my God, I will!
I will suck
the dick!
Okay, I'm so sorry.
So,
anyway.
I like this version of this person a lot better.
Same.
So, Kara, everyone just tells you you're doing things in your life wrong, but you've been so successful.
You know what? You are so right. Everybody's always like, don't do this, Kara. Don't do that. Like, don't work at Hot Topic.
Yeah,
I didn't listen.
And you did it. And you were like salesman of the month like 4 times.
Thank you.
So many like metal belts.
Hey, I sold in a lot of crop tops. I also said, don't go to Bangladesh without your passport.
You went to Bangladesh.
Proved them wrong. I came back.
And you were only sold into slavery twice.
But I still came back.
You did.
My mother was like, Kara, don't do that medical experiment in college. But I made $900.
And you got a third arm on your back.
It's true. And a hole in my spine. But you know what? Whatever. I drained it. It's fine.
Sidebar to camera.
I am my own woman.
I don't know if this is going to work out. I have my suspicions, but I'm here for the drama.
Tim, pay attention to me.
Sorry.
You know I don't like it when you don't look at me when I'm talking.
I'm not certain about this being 100%, but who cares? Because I'm just here to stir up shit.
Well, it might not be 100%, but I guess I'm a betting woman.
That's a good line. Okay!
me sit on your face. Hey, fuck me before I'm married.
And scene. You got my pad dirty.
I think
wet.
I'm gonna have to dry my hair again. It's gonna curl.
It's time for shout outs, y'all.
Oh, it is time.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up.
What are you getting?
What?
Why was this not something we talked about?
We didn't talk about it.
Say no,
you will. I thought I forgot something we're going to do in the second half. You know what? I'm keyed up for playing Kara. I need to ride something.
All right.
Dressing room is back there. Back there.
That.
It's back there, glasses.
Y'all, he had an iced tea before this show, and he's cracked out.
Poodle gets to have sex on this trip. I haven't seen my boyfriend in 11 days. I'm going to sit on a fire hydrant out there. Don't pull over.
Wow.
All right.
I'm going to need to sedate you like a charging rhino. All right, here we go. Shout out to my real life 90 Day Fiancé, Jasper.
Oh,
thanks for taking this wild. I can't speak. Thanks for taking this wild ride with me and loving reality gaze just as much as I do. Aw.
Oh, y'all have sick sense of humors then. All right. Shout out to my fiance engaged on May 27th. Congrats.
Yay.
For coming tonight with me since my sister decided to go on her freaking Europe trip instead. I love... Bitch, is that your sister? Love you, Rachel.
Oh. Fuck you, Rachel.
And I'm glad she brought you. I'm real glad she brought you.
Ooh.
We can't go to Europe, but we can go to that alley. Okay. Sorry.
Shout out to all the desert dick pigs. Let's ride tonight, y'all.
All right. Shout out to Frank for getting snipped a couple of weeks ago.
Snip, snip, snip. Snip, snip, snip.
I'm so excited to never be pregnant again after this little one pops out.
I don't know if we can say where's Frank, but I don't want to...
She's just pointing.
Oh, wow.
She's like, he's here. From Heather.
You know what, Frank? So now it's
Raw Dog forever.
Listen, Frank. You're going to Raw Dog Heather. And you're going to Raw Dog her, and you're going to think about babies. And it don't matter. You know why? Because you're an American. That's why.
All right.
I don't know where we are. Oh, special shout out to my mom for being my best friend. I love you from Sophia in Phoenix.
Sweet.
The shot one.
Shout out to Brett. Thanks for going on a date tonight. The free pizza and beer is in Poodle's playpen.
Yeah. Which is in my room. Room 666.
Oh,
we'll go back there and have some pizza and beer.
Oh, my God. Sir, you need to come up and show everybody your shirt right now.
Where is it?
No. Here. I'm going to hide it from you. Don't look.
Okay.
Don't look. Don't look.
Okay.
Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Don't come up right over. Oh, okay. Oh, don't have to.
Oh,
hello.
My. Well,
look,
sir, it's so good to meet
look
you.
Look at that shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
He just looked directly in my eyes.
Show him your shirt.
Seeing it.
No, show them. Y'all, his shirt says, I belong in Poodle's
sir,
playpen.
Sir, if you would just wait in the alley, we'll make a playpen for you.
What's
outside.
Your name, sir?
Brett.
Oh, Brett. Oh, yeah, you just...
I have never met a Brett who wasn't hot. That is the truth.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
There's
wow.
The stairs over there.
Stairs over there.
Love watching you walk away. There we go.
Wow.
Because what's life if we can't objectify men?
All right.
Wow, that's something I didn't see before. Where am I?
Yeah, exactly. I knew he wouldn't know.
We won't read that one.
Okay.
No, we'll read it. I was sorting safety pins, thinking about Arizona today. Maybe Davey and Annie came to the show tonight. No, they didn't. They know Maddie and Poodle exist. Hi, David and Annie. They're not here, Eliza.
They're not here.
We did try to get them.
We did ask them. And honestly, David and Annie were going to come, but they couldn't get approved by Discovery. So it happens.
Because they're filming right now.
Not for Discovery. I say that David and Annie would want to come. So
like they're lovely people. Don't get me wrong.
Lovely. All right. Yeah. Dear Maddie and Poodle, I would have made it to the show, but my anti-fun boss didn't give me the time
off. Fuck you!
I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work and for being so amazing. I feel at home in the squad where we're all just a bunch of dick pigs. I promise to catch a show. Keep going, Queens. Love, Caitlin.
Well, Caitlin, you're going to have to promise that.
Did anybody come by themselves tonight, by the way? Because you've got a friend.
Oh, yay!
You're going to make friends
you'll
tonight.
You'll make friends, I promise.
You'll make friends. Go ahead.
Special shout out to my best friend, which is my mom. May this message be the push you need to allow me to send in an audition tape to Smothered. Love your daughter, Sophia.
Still too strong. To my girl, Erica. Thanks for coming to see my favorite gays with me. I'm so glad we got our boobs done together. One step closer to being Phoenix, Darcy and Stacy. Manifest it from Ebony.
Manifest it. Higher and higher.
Yes, higher and higher. I love it. Shake those titties, girl. You just paid for them. Y'all are pretty, too. You could be Darcy and Stacy.
Y'all, if you want boobies, get them done. Do something that makes you feel good. Happy birthday to my amazing husband, Drew. Enjoy getting raw-dogged by the show tonight. Raw-dogged by the show, excuse me. Drew, if you want to get raw-dogged by us, you just come around that side.
Love, Belle.
Belle!
Yes.
Oh, this is my... You can read that one.
And yes. Hello, Irrelevant.
That's hello, Irrelevant. Hello, you're saying it like I do, because hello, Irrelevant.
It's a Lalu
after
thing.
Lockup. It's a love. When Ty said, walked up and said to a woman who was there, well, hello, Irrelevant. Talking to a woman who should have been there. I still say that's the best way to greet someone you don't know.
It's true.
Hello, Irrelevant. Thanks, Mojave Desert. Sorry. Thanks, Mojave Desert Jilly Bean, for realizing how much the gays have helped me through the last 3 years. I love you and Matt and Poodle. Matty and Poodle. Oh, that's sweet.
Shout out to my favorite queens. You really helped me. You really helped this lonely bi goth gal to have some fun times on these dark days. Thank you with all my heart.
Because you're a dark girl. You're a dark girl.
Your sister and dick pigginess from Finland.
Oh, because it's dark there, y'all.
It's true.
Woo!
Last one, y'all.
Beth. Thanks for being my plus one to a show you don't even watch. And thanks, Ms. Kova and the Wuhan Bat. I moved out of Phoenix in the middle of a pandemic on a 110-degree day, but it's all been worth it to make our cousin's night out dreams come true. If anyone can laugh at a dirty joke, it's you. Welcome to the Sissy Squad. Love, Kate.
Hi, Kate. Me how, Kate. It's good to see you. I'm going to get you in a bunch of. So glad you made it. Hey, boys. Sorry, Miss Cole gets a cough. Not
y'all,
good. Not gonna put in the heat.
That's it. Now we're for the intermission. So we're going to take an intermission. Be sure if you want to get a drink, you can get some merch. We are
going to drink and buy our shit.
And for any of you, if you buy a shirt, if you're doing the VIP line later, we'll talk about it. But we'll have markers and we can sign it and stuff like that too. So, y'all, get a drink, get food, whatever. We'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Lordy, 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 it's so hot out here today. I guess it's 5 miles from moving to Arizona and work on a diner on Route 66. To a song. Can't do that yet. Jimmy, you got that tuna on rye yet? Lord, I swear that man only hurries when he's got his hands in your pants and the manager's coming. Oh, Lord, I swear to God. By the way, speaking of Charmaine, where are you? Charmaine, are you done with your break yet? Charmaine, why you got your phone on that plate? Is it because you wrote this script an hour ago and we have to fucking learn it? Is that maybe it, Charmaine?
These plates are always so tricky.
Yeah. Like, oh, the microphone.
This was a... this.
I just thought this was live diner
theater. I heard you just screaming into a barn, Rhonda. This is kind of my voice for the guy in the first act. but I kind of like it. I'll just tell
you. Talk about the staff meeting with Jimmy, Charmaine.
You know, it was great.
But, you know, I just have to say, you know, remember, you're supposed to say something about me because that's my next
year. Oh, well, Charmaine, if you didn't get banged last night and had too much energy this morning and wrote a script an hour ago, maybe I would know.
Genius cannot be rushed.
Yeah, it sure can't.
Or accounted for time.
All right. Charmaine, what's going on with your outfit?
It's not my new.
You got your new boobies out, Charmaine.
I know. Don't they look good?
Maybe you should have gotten the extra large like I did. It fits perfect.
Not familiar with an extra large. I always looked perfectly fine in a medium. Anyway, I guess it's my big boobs.
See you driving to work today in a brand new Cadillac?
Well,
did Jimmy buy that
must,
for you?
No, Jimmy couldn't rub two nickels together. The only thing he does with those nickels is gives them to Mr. Jack Daniels.
That's a drunk joke. I don't think everybody got it, Charmaine.
It's like I lifted the script from Greater Tuna.
It is.
Anyway, I just have to
tell
you.
Who bought the goddamn car, Charmaine? That's what we want to know.
I'll tell you who bought the goddamn car. Me. I bought my car and I bought my new boobies, too.
You bought them, Hooters, my land. Well, did you get yourself, what'd you call them, Charmaine? Did you get yourself another sponsor?
Well, these days I got a lot of sponsors, if you know what I mean.
Boy, they come in and out on this diner on Route 66.
I know. Well, I've been actually working nights at Joe Bob's truck stop when I finish up.
Oh, aren't you little?
My hair's getting in my face. I'm sorry about that.
Thought we'd reuse these wigs from Detroit. It ain't a-working.
I know.
But I thought, aren't you a little entrepreneur there? You're just
doing
stuff on your own. And
I'm doing my best.
I thought,
You know what I mean?
Is this money coming from that turquoise piece jewelry you make?
No,
the one that you put on your,
Your clitoris. Yes. It is my turquoise clitoral jewelry line. No, that actually is not happening right now. It's too hard to source the materials.
Okay.
But I need to tell you, this
times
is
are tough with COVID.
I'm doing something I love. It's my favorite thing in the world, and I'm getting paid for it, Rhonda.
What is?
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait a minute. Are you doing what my hussy little stepsister is doing? Are you a lady of the night, Charmaine?
How dare
you? Are you a slutty prostitute? Yes.
What do you mean? Don't say that word. How would you ever say that? I am a sex worker and proud of it. Anyway, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
Well, you probably got fucked cross-eyed, but at least you got paid for it.
Like my daddy's mule.
Yeah, maybe you need to make the font bigger on your phone like your podcast partner has told you five times.
I don't listen to her.
Okay.
She just talks and talks and talks.
Charmaine, remember when people thought we were rehearsed?
I know. That was a fun day.
That's a fun day.
Anyway, I just want to say, what do you think about my new sex work business?
Okay. Well, I think, the Bible says your body should be a temple and you should keep it clean and you should keep it undefiled. And how much are we talking?
Well, enough to get you that little butt lift you've been talking about.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Jimmy, you pay me so much more. You give me that dollar raise.
I just want to say, all kinds of men come in. I just want to say about this place, Jimmy's Diner on Route 66. A lot of men come in and out of here. And men could be coming in and out of us. That sounds like a cue.
Good thing we have the words on our plate.
If you are feeling tired and feeling stressed.
My feet are killing me.
Diamond ring and roses. Just turn some tricks on Route 66. I should have checked that out.
If I want to drive out to L.A.
Rodeo Drive, honey.
Or just take care of all the bills I've got to pay.
Fuck bills, get a car.
I can just suck dicks.
Yeah.
On Route 66.
That's right, they come all over. If he's here from Austin, try some talent tossing. Oklahoma City, let him suck your titty. Just try some doggy, some golden showers.
Be a hoe!
I know a man from Milwaukee who loves a bukkake. I don't remember this part of the song, but
you
plugs.
Kindly tip to this kindly tip. Just get him off and take that Arizona
trip.
I'll turn those tricks on Route 66.
I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Let's dance. Tip this kindly tip.
Just get them off
and take that Arizona trip.
It's the oldest and best profession.
Just get your kicks on Route 66.
Thank you for this, Charmaine.
Just take those tricks on Route 66.
One more time.
Just turn your tricks on Route 66.
I've been on this shift 25 years, and now we're going to go change clothes. All right. So enjoy this song
up,
about
order
Arizona.
Up. I got to go get it from Jimmy. Be back. We saw two slutty women who were much too old to be in this establishment in the back room. We're sorry about that.
They were dressed way too provocatively to be that old. One of them had her boobies out.
Remember when we thought that was a good idea at 2 in the morning last night?
We had an idea. I'll just say it now. It was even a worse idea, I think, and where you were going to sing a song and I was doing kind of an interpretive dance in a dress that was made of the Arizona State flag.
You know what? I'm going to go get the dress.
I almost put it on to come out here, but it was too revealing. And also, I realized it was sheer and see-through, so... And I'm not wearing a dance belt. Let me show this off. I'm throwing this into the audience at the end. So... It's a perfect, like, pool, like, slutty,
if
like,
you're
bathing
a size
suit cover
10,
up.
It's your lucky day.
I will say it was very forgiving. But when you, it's pretty sheer, though. So wear a bathing suit underneath it. That's what I would suggest.
That was all just a blur to me.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
I had to blow my nose. I'm like, do I have enough bloody nose again?
Y'all, let's just jump in. Let's talk about, let's do our...
No, it's
we're going to talk about...
you always
on the thing.
You always look at me and you go, what are we talking
right
about?
Right here, it says that.
Reality Roundup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Reality Gaze Roundup.
It's time to talk a little bit about Below Deck Sailing Yacht BDSM.
Talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Does that sound like the islands I hear?
It just ended, y'all. What do we think?
Oh, there we are.
There's the music. I forgot about it.
Ooh, ooh. I can hear macaws chirping in my ear.
I hope y'all didn't see my junk in that dress. I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad we didn't spin around too much because I realized the front of the dress had the apron on it. The back of the dress had nothing.
It had nothing.
It's nothing like I had on in D.C.
No, that was pornographic.
That where people... I had to actually turn over the fringe because people could see my junk.
They could.
The floor was, the stage was
too.
Yeah,
it was bad.
It's not like you think it was cute and you think
no.
It was funny. It was bad. Like, it's like a big knuckle. It's just like gross.
Like, just
gross.
Just really imprisoned Kiwis.
Spotting someone at the gym and she's going to come in and go,
funny you should bring that up. That's a pretty good segue, y'all. Let's get back to the podcast.
Let's get back to the podcast.
Yes.
So, ooh.
Oh, you know this one.
This is a fucking bop.
It'll get there. Just wait. We should do it in a day.
right, Gary. This is enough. Enough of this shit. It's actually a decent song.
It's
Download
just like
it.
A minute-long introduction.
Yeah, I should have cut it.
It's not bad. You know what? You were doing the best you can. It's fine.
Thank you for giving me grace.
Yeah, you're doing fine, Charmaine. You're doing fine.
Thank you, Rhonda.
You're welcome. Y'all, we got the name and part of this idea because the woman who is the bartendress at our hotel, her name is Rhonda, and her hair is higher than this
room. She's been on this shift since 1984. Oh,
sweet as can be. Sweet as can be.
That's a tough bitch.
You know she's been at every fucking diner. She's like, I finally got a job at the Renaissance, Llewellyn. I made
Don't
it.
Tell people where we're staying.
I already said it.
Don't stick out our hotel, please.
Poodle's on the fifth floor.
I'm staying in my beau's room tonight. Good night.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't worry. They're not going to find us because they'll see the thousand screaming teenagers and go run flailing.
I'm telling y'all, if you're around that hotel, don't try to get anything at Starbucks because
oh,
that
God.
Line wraps around because
oh,
they're all in
forever.
Line.
All right,
and they're never paying attention. I'm going to shut up. Stop talking about the girls.
All right, and let's talk about. Ari and Beanie.
First it's of all,
69 Days Swid.
The photo that they're showing of them, it's like a new photo. They're kind of happy, but you can't tell because her face has, it's like, remember like you studied tectonic shifts of plates and continents? Like the one continent of Pangaea went over here. And the Gondwana land went over here. It's a big mess. Things have shifted so much, it looks like a different person.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a combination of a little bit of facial work and just different makeup that it looks like a different person.
A lot of it
person.
Is her makeup. Whereas Kara has some of the best 90-day makeup. Ari's probably top three worst. Like, I honestly will say, I think... Danielle of the kids.
Oh, dad. Come on.
Because at least Danielle doesn't try to wear so much. She just has her Mary Kay that her neighbor sold her to her. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love Mary Kay.
No,
I will come for you.
No one will ever top like Devin bad makeup of like Toki Doki, Twilight Chic, awful garbage.
You know what I did? I didn't tell you this. I did something.
No. Did not invite her to a show.
No. Yeah. Y'all come to Salt Lake. She's going to be there.
Don't give it up for Devin. I'm just kidding.
But no, like, this is sad, but he's going to be okay. But you know that their youngest kid,
Taeyong
has cancer. But it's
leukemia.
It's leukemia.
You
like
better not have. No, that. Go ahead.
So they did a GoFundMe, and I felt bad.
Oh.
And so I gave like $50. And don't do it because her mother now writes an email like every day to everybody to ask for more money. And it's the worst,
it's a
grossest
scam.
Email. And it feels like
they're
I gave
fucking grifters.
But I felt bad.
No.
They got me.
No, here's the thing is they raised a shit ton of money in one day and now they're grifting everybody else.
I signed it Jake from Reality Gaze because I didn't want it to be me.
You know how I feel about that whole family.
Anyway, don't give them money. Just send them thoughts and prayers. The kid's going to be fine. It's not a bad type of cancer.
Talk about someone who did have work done, too. She had some.
She did have some
She
work
had
done.
Some continental shift forming.
Yes. But Ari, yes. Ari does this. Like, Ari learned when she was 13 years old, she could get a black eyeliner from CVS, from the Wet n Wild. And she's using the same fucking thing, the same fucking way. Because y'all did that, too, when you were 13. Finally, your older sister or your aunt or your gay best friend set you down when you were, like, 18 and said, Penny, it's time to start redoing your makeup different. Ari's never had
shit.
It looks like shit. You look like a raccoon, Penny. No one's ever said that to Ari.
So, you guys, this is post. We were fighting with the girl who was the MMA fighter. Why are you wearing fake eyelashes?
I wish
makeup?
She would have just popped her a little
and, like,
bit.
Because she's going to be on TV like every motherfucker does. We're going to look nice. And so she's talking to Beanie, and she's like, last night I made very uncomfortable. And he's like, I was uncomfortable, too, because you basically charged the woman I was
just
fighting.
Practicing with.
And she's like, you know, tell me I was a girl.
And Benny's like, yeah, well, you know, it just, that is, she did come, he said I was uncomfortable. And she did fall back and say, yeah, I was really uncomfortable.
It's just, y'all, this is someone who can never see someone else's perspective. Well, no matter how much
she said,
you show it to her.
She said, maybe I was wrong by my actions, but you were more wrong by not communicating. So it always is, let me think that you think I'm going to, let me let you think I'm going to apologize, but I'm actually not.
The interesting thing about her is, the thing that fuels me this season is it is always funnier and funnier because she is always going to behave like you know she's going to. And she doesn't have a lot of big changes. Sometimes she has things that are true, and she says them. Now, y'all, she's exactly right. Beanie's like, I didn't want to tell you about the girl because I know it would be a thing. And she's like, that's why you have problems with honesty.
Honesty.
Yes, you do. And
you have
does.
To tell me things, even if you know I'm going to get mad.
Because then I make this face.
You
and
just have to
really
tell the
rough.
Truth all the time, Benny. All the time.
Because honestly, she has one of the worst mad faces.
She does.
Woo!
She does.
She's like a... Her nose goes up and the rest of her face goes down. Not fun to see.
And then he's like, hey, look, can I just focus on my fight day today? I'm just going to go do this thing.
Sure, I will. That's fine.
But I have to tell you.
I need to tell you something, though.
I have a bad feeling.
So we imagined a circumstance where Rocky Balboa had Ari as the Burgess Meredith kind of in the corner. Straight guys are getting this. Some of you are like, who's that?
It's the coach. Straight guys are like,
Rock,
you got
him,
Rock. Honey. They're finally getting
it. Do it. Straight guys like, yeah, that's my favorite movie.
So, one woman just gets up. She's like, if it's Rocky, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
So I'll let you, like, imagine I'll be Ari / Burgess Meredith.
Okay. And I'll be Benny. Okay. And hold on.
Yeah. How you doing here? Fine. Are you good? I'm a little scared.
Hey, yeah. Oh, I'm Benny. Hey, I'm Benny. Hey, Ari. Hey, I'm going to. Don't make me uncomfortable. Hey, you don't want to be uncomfortable.
If I asked you to fight, fight like 15 minutes ago, would you? Would you do that?
Come
for
on,
me?
It's my fight day. Ari, Ari.
Oh, wait, the guy's in the corner already.
Yeah. Ariella! Ariella!
That's my name.
No!
Hey. After seeing you beat the shit out of that guy, I realize I don't like violence.
But babe, I won.
And I have a really bad
feeling
that something's going to happen to you.
Hey. Babe, I need some encouragement.
I want you to
be a champion for me. Be a cheerleader. Okay. All right, babe. It's not really what I thought, but just.
Don't you think I look good?
You look real pretty.
Do you like my prom hair?
It looks like.
Don't I look like one of the girls that should be like. Carrying the cards.
It looks like in my home country, like we give a squirrel a piece of thread and we let it run around in a playground and make a pattern
like,
of the thread.
You know,
it looks like
tendrils.
That squirrel crawled on your thread and made that with your hair.
I'm glad my mom's
are
here.
Are the squirrels in Ethiopia? I don't know.
She said the medics know what they're doing. And everything is fine if you bust your head open,
babe,
which may or may not happen.
Babe, I'm a dancy guy. I'm dancy. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I hope you get this out of your system, because, like, after you have your little fight, we need to talk.
You want to have sex?
Sure.
There you go.
And scene.
There you go.
Now, I don't know how I would react if my significant other was about to may or may not get the shit beat out of them. However, if I saw this person who he was about to fight, I think I'd feel good.
Okay.
Because this guy
this
looked
too.
Like some of the people I've seen walking around downtown Phoenix.
He, I don't know where they... I mean, this guy...
He's three or four seasons out of shape. He hasn't thrown a punch since 1998. No.
He can play... He's good at fighting on video games, and someone met him at a GameStop as a manager and pulled him out into the ring.
As soon as I saw that guy, I'm like, Benny, you're fine.
I was like, you're fine. Did y'all see Angela in the crowd? Oh, yeah,
she had that same red pantsuit on, y'all.
Basically, she has, like, her I Dream of Jeannie porno outfit on. She's like, yeah, I'm in Nigeria. Ethiopia, baby!
Did you also hear, because I think...
She posted all about it.
For B90 last season, which I still miss desperately, we had kind of... They spent more of the music budget of songs that kind of sounded like other songs.
Yeah.
Now we have completely decided not to do that anymore. So there's this music that kind of sounds like the Rocky theme.
Yeah,
it's like, but it's like, that's when Ari went, ah! And like covers himself with a flag. It's not even close.
It
tries to start out that way, but we never really get there.
Ariana!
The only thing you need to know is that he kicks this. First of all, Beanie comes out like kicking. He's like kicking. Why did that look like something a 5-year-old child would do?
It's true.
And I was really impressed. And I think I
just dropped a nut or something by that way.
Something just dropped.
I'm a little nauseous.
He gets this kind of, he gets this guy like in like 30 seconds or something, he's got him on the mat. And I was like, that's good, you're kicking that guy's ass.
But she's like, Janice is kind of getting into it. Yeah, you see Janice, like, she's get like, yeah, yeah, dad didn't come. Because
he's freaked out and of the things that could happen to Beanie.
He wins and he does a backflip. They play his song.
Did you hear what the hold was called that he won by? Ari said it like 4 times.
Oh, no.
It was called a rare naked choke.
A what?
A rare naked choke.
I need you to say that in a not Ari voice. I can't understand.
A rare naked choke.
Well, you do that every night.
Make your own joke, everybody.
Yeah. They should call that poodle.
I said that, and I went, I don't even have to make this joke.
That is slander. You could sue them. You should sue them.
That is my move.
Because you don't do MMA.
That is my move.
But you've been doing MM gay for years.
Hey-o!
Just like Benny, where he kicks you, Poodle just goes, instead of like, it's more like this.
But the bell ding is still there. Ding, ding.
Yeah. Jumps on your ass first.
And I tap out.
I will say, did he win any money? So do we know? Because in Ari's defense... Is he doing this, and he's not making any fucking money from this?
Well, did you hear him say this? This tells you everything you need to know about Beanie. And we're hard on Ari, y'all, but Beanie is so full of shit and just dreams because he says things like, you know, I've always been a singer and a dancer, but I knew I always would be an MMA fighter. That's really my dream.
He's such a loser.
And it's kind of like those people who said, you know, I was always good at being a slam poet. And I knew I was great at being a plant doctor and someone who talked to plants. But when I found my career as someone who does topiaries, that's when I knew I found my home. And like that, because it sounds like such bullshit. He'll never. It's gonna be interesting. Ari, I can't believe I'm saying this. Ari probably will have to be the breadwinner, and if she doesn't, the parents are going to foot the bill until they die.
They're paying for them forever.
And ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, because Beanie's not that. He would even mess up his OnlyFans. That's not hard to do.
He does have dreams, but
like Courtney can do an OnlyFans.
She can't. But dreams don't pay the rent.
They don't.
Honest, that's a rough thing to say, but it is true. And Ari knows that. She ain't practical at all, but she knows that.
She does
and
know that.
So I think
anyway.
I think that's the
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Y'all, that is
That's the show.
That is the show.
That is the show, everybody. Is the show.
What do we do now?
All right. We're gonna do close it. But real quick, y'all. You know how realitygays.com isn't porn anymore? Well, the reason it's not porn,
it's not porn anymore
because the man named Drew from GoDaddy is here tonight, and we'd like for him to come up on
daddy.
The stage tonight.
Get up here, Daddy.
Get up here, Drew.
Yeah. Love watching you walk up here.
He's hot, y'all.
Strut it, boy.
He's real hot. Oh, look at your shirt.
Oh, look. And now turn around. Love seeing that size. And it says it's not porn anymore, y'all.
It's not porn anymore.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Hi. It's so nice to meet you in person.
We've met him before.
Oh, wait. We did meet at a show. I was drunk.
You're an asshole.
We did.
Good to see you.
So we talked all the time on the phone because he helps. So we got him. We didn't know it, but the Crescent Ballroom makes these posters of our show. So we signed a poster for you.
You can put it in your bathroom.
And we wanted to say...
It's where it belongs.
And yesterday was your birthday. Poodle hates the happy birthday song. So instead,
I'm gonna sing a whole
Poodle's
other birthday
going to
song.
Sing an impromptu birthday
happy
song.
Happy birthday, Drew. It's your birthday. You're looking good in your black shirt and your tie and your tattoo back here.
Okay, not
I
a harassing
put my
birthday
mouth
song.
On it. Okay. I'm not going to sexually harass you, but you're looking good.
This is
and
what
your
we talked about.
Doing things that I don't want to even talk about. Because it's your birthday now. Give it up for Drew.
Happy birthday, Drew. Thank
birthday
you so
Drew.
Much.
You're so welcome.
We did
Y'all,
before. Sorry,
remember that birthday song because you're going to sing it at your kids' birthdays. It's great.
All right, y'all.
We all know that happy birthday is garbage. Come on, you know it.
We don't have time. We're already over.
True.
All right. Y'all, we want to thank the staff and everyone here at the Crescent Ballroom for having us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you to Alex, a.k.a. Gary, in the booth, and Kyle, who was helping us early.
Emily doing
Emily
our merch.
Doing merch. But it's seriously been a really fun time. And let's also – oh, I need to get this. Oh, I forgot my thank you.
What'd you forget?
No, they're right here.
Turn the page, honey.
This is slippery
Just
paper.
Turn the page.
Oh, here we go.
True, you got
Kristen, our person who is booking us, the whole tour, who booked us in June for
It was our fault.
Phoenix.
It was our – Well, they
it was
said,
our
– It was
Kristen,
our fault.
I'm not shading you. I'm just being shitty.
Sarah and everybody at Acast, we love Acast, our wonderful podcast network. Thank you so much. Jackie and the Sissy Squad. Do we have any sissies in the Sissy
Yay!
Squad here tonight?
We're taking a little bit of a break on the 29th, you guys, because our mods need time off.
Yeah,
and so
we're taking
do
a week
we.
Off. So that'll be fun. But we want to thank Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick, our
sissy
team. And you know, we say this show is dedicated to all of you.
You guys.
It is. I literally spent today cutting pieces of paper out and taping lyrics to a plate, and I thought, this is my
it's
job
a weird
now.
Life.
This is my job, and that's because of all of your support.
And I wrote a script in my bed while eating a Lunchable from
is
Starbucks.
Is that what you call this dick? Oh, you mean a real Lunchable. I didn't know, because that's where you wrote the rest of it.
It
last
was a Starbucks Lunchable.
I literally got a text at 2 a.m. The script's done. I just got banged. I was like,
y'all, I'm just reinvigorated.
Yeah.
That's what Picasso did when he needed to do something.
But y'all, truly, y'all are our sissies are our best listeners we could ever ask for. We love y'all so much. We appreciate you. And it's such a privilege and an honor to be able to just make y'all laugh and hopefully forget about your cares, the world, the heat. Whatever it is that you kind of want to take your mind
and
off
And we
of.
Hope that you guys have been able to just have fun tonight, forget your troubles, and we say that things might not be good right now. We still have a lot of weird, things are uncertain, and it kind of sucks to think about 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road. But I would just tell you three things. Number one, stay hopeful. And because I always say the Emily Dickinson quote, hope is a thing with feathers. It's that thing that's always there. And find your happy. Find your happy in your life. And keep the fuck going, Queens! Oh, hit me with that note, Gary. We'll see what the Phoenix does with my voice.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last.
Cloudy gray days. Cloudy gray days. You are now a thing of the past.
Your nose started bleeding right now.
Just a trickle.
Forget your troubles.
Happy day.
Get happy.
Saw here again.
We're gonna chase
the sky.
All
is above our clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So come let's on, sing a song happy. Of cheer again.
Happy days are here again. The sun is shining
all together.
Get happy.
Shout it now.
The world is waiting.
There's no one who can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song about it now.
To talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.